بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فحدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فتذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. صدق الله العظيم.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مائیں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے مائیں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے. یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے. یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے.
رہے شاد سب قبیلہ ہم میرے الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. A person once saw a scary creature in his dreams. Frightened, he asked, "Who are you?" The creature replied, "I am your bad deeds." He asked, "How can I get rid of you?" The creature replied, "By reciting Durood Sharif in abundance on the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Dear Islamic brothers, from this, we learn that reciting Durood Sharif is also a method of becoming pious. How I desire that while standing, sitting, walking, and every moment of our lives, we continue to recite Durood Sharif. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayh, was once asked about the reason for his repentance. He replied, "I was an officer in the police force. I was a habitual sinner and drank a lot of alcohol. I had one daughter who I loved very much. She passed away at the age of 2. I became lost in grief. That year, when the 15th of Shaban arrived, I did not even recite Isha prayers. I drank lots of alcohol, and in this drunken state, I fell asleep. While I was asleep, I saw in my dream that it was the end of time. The dead were rising from their graves and forming groups. Just then, I felt a movement behind me. I turned around to see a gigantic snake with its mouth open, ready to attack me. With fright, I started to run, and the snake began to chase me. Just then, I saw the luminous face of a weak old man. I asked him for help, but he replied, "I am too weak. I cannot help you." I then continued to run, with the snake still after me. Still running, I climbed a small hill. On the other side of the hill was a frightful blazing fire, and many people were burning in it. I was about to fall in, but a voice said, "Move back, you are not for this fire." I pulled myself back and started to run in the opposite direction, with the snake still behind me. I met the same weak old man again. He started crying and said regretfully, "I am too weak to help you. Look over there. The round mountain you see is where the Muslim keeps their deposit. Go there, and if you have a deposit, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will be able to gain it back." I reached the round mountain and saw that there were windows decorated with silk curtains and gold doors decorated with beads. The angels started to announce, "Remove the curtains, open the doors. Maybe this person has some deposit here which will save him from the snake." The windows opened and many faces of Madni children appeared. Amongst them was my late 2-year-old daughter. Upon seeing me, she started to cry out, "I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, this is my father." She then jumped and came to me and held my right hand with her left hand. On seeing this gigantic snake, turned and fled. Now I could relax. My daughter sat in my lap and while stroking my beard, recited the 16th verse of Surah Hadid. Translation, Kanzul Iman. "Has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah Azza wa Jal's remembrance and for the truth that has come?" After hearing this verse from my lovely daughter, I began to cry. I asked her about the gigantic snake. She replied, "He was your bad deeds and that you were increasing it continuously. Your bad deeds in the form of gigantic snake are about to take you into the hellfire." I asked, who the weak old man was. She said, "Here's your pious deeds. Since you carry out a very few good deeds, he was too weak to challenge your bad deeds." I asked, "What do you do on this mountain?" She replied, "The Muslim children who have passed away wait here for the day of judgment. We wait here for our parents, so when they arrive, we can intercede for them on their behalf." When I awoke from my dream, I was deeply moved. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I repented sincerely for my sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, we can learn many lessons from this event. One of those lessons we have learnt is that when a person's young child passes away, it is not a loss but a gain. The deceased daughter of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi, came in his dream and changed him from a drunk and sinful person to a brightly shining star in the ranks of piety. The verse narrated in this incident that affected the heart is mentioned in Khazail ul-Fan. It is narrated by the mother of the believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his blessed home and saw that the Muslims were laughing amongst themselves. He said, "You are laughing. Safety has yet not come from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this verse was revealed upon your laughter." The Muslims asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the compensation for this laughter?" He replied, "Cry as much." Dear Islamic brothers, indeed this verse is the madni solution of becoming pious. After listening to this verse, many people have had a madni transformation take place within their lives. Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi alayhi says, Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi also became pious due to this verse. He was a famous robber of his time. He turned to himself towards performing good deeds and carried out worship in Mecca for a long time. And due to this, he became a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is taught and learnt in the Madri environment of Dawat Islami, an international, non-political, propagational movement of the Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madni class that you participate in weekly ijtima. Make it a habit that you travel in the Madni kafilas with the Prophet's devotees and fill your Madni in a madkad daily doing fikr-e Madina and hand it in to your relevant responsible Islamic brother of your area. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this, we will develop the mindset of performing good deeds, avoiding sins and protecting our faith. Every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, to rectify ourselves, we are to act upon the Madni Namat, and to rectify the people of the whole world, we are traveling the Madni Kafilas. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Recitation of the Durood Sharif upon me is nur for you on the bridge of Sirat. The one who recites the Durood Sharif 80 times on Friday, his 80 years sins will be forgiven." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bistami rahmatullah alayhi says that my mother asked me for water in a freezing night of winter. I fetched a glass of water, but she had gone asleep. I didn't feel appropriate to wake her up, So I stood next to her with a glass of water, waiting for her to wake up so that I could present her the glass of water. It had been quite some time since I was standing, and some of the water had frozen on my finger while flowing through the glass. Anyway, when my mother woke up, I presented her the glass of water. As soon as the finger that was stuck to the glass due to being frozen separated from the glass, the skin also came up and it started to bleed. Upon seeing this, my mother asked, "What is this?" I told her the whole incident. Then she raised her hands and supplicated, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him. You too be pleased with him. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be showered upon them and we get forgiven for their sake." The fortunate ones whose parents are still alive should kiss their feet and hands at least once a day. There's a great reward in respecting the parents. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The paradise lies under the feet of your mother, so being good to them reward entry into paradise." It is stated in Bukhari Shariat, one may also kiss the feet of his mother. It is stated in a hadith, the one who kissed the mother's feet, it is as if he kissed the doorstep of paradise. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's earn abundant rewards without spending anything and for absolutely free. Look at your parents with sympathy and love. How nice it is to look at your parents with a merciful gaze. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when children look at their parents with a merciful gaze, Allah Azza wa Jal writes the reward of accepted hajj for every such sight. The Holy Companions alayhi muridwan asked, even if someone looked at them 100 times a day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest and the purest. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal is capable of everything. He Azza wa Jal can give as much as He Azza wa Jal wants. He is not bound or compelled by anyone at all. So if someone looks at his parents with a merciful gaze 100 times a day, he would grant him the reward of 100 accepted hajj. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see how much supplications of parents for their children are accepted? If parents become angry and supplicate against their children, that is also accepted. Therefore, parents should always be kept happy. Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, parents are your hell and your paradise. At another place, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal wants, He Azza wa Jal can delay the punishment for every sin until the day of judgment. But He Azza wa Jal punishes the disobeyer of parents in this very world. It was narrated that a man was called by his mother, but he did not reply. Because of this, his mother cursed him and he became dumb. There are so many rights of parents, and we can never fulfill them. Therefore, one of the Holy Companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said in the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were extremely hot stones on a way that if a piece of uncooked meat was put on them, it would be roasted. I took my mother 6 miles carrying her on my shoulders. Am I free from the rights of my mother? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this might be the recompense for one of the laboring shocks she endured while giving birth to you. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be showered upon them and we are forgiven for their sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, we repent in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most merciful and forgiving, and implore Him for security in the hereafter. Hurting the feelings of one's parents is cause of deprivation and results in severe torments. It is stated in a hadith that torments of the grave is a reality. Sometimes its glimpses are also shown in the world so that people may take some lessons from it. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi says, in the reply of one of the questions asked to him regarding the disobeyer of the father, that disobedience of father is the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the anger of father is the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person pleases his parents, they are paradise for him. If he displeases them, then they are his hell. None of his farz, nafal, or good deeds will be acknowledged at all until he doesn't please his father. Apart from the torments of the hereafter, severe calamities will befall him in this world. and there is a danger that whilst he is dying, he wouldn't be able to recite Kalma Sharif. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hajr Makki Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi narrates, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the night of Mi'raj, I saw some people who were hanging with branches of fire. So I asked, O Jibra'il, who are these people? He replied, these are the people who used to abuse their mothers and fathers in the world. It is reported the one who abuses his parents, as many embers descend, is grave as the rainbow, raindrops descend on the earth from the sky. We come to know that if parents ask to do something unlawful against the Sharia, do not comply. Obeying them is unlawful things is sin. For example, parents ask to tell a lie or shave the beard, or keep it less than a fistful, then do not listen to them at all. And these things, no matter how much angry they become, you will not be considered to be disobedient. And if you do agree to them on unlawful things, then you would definitely be considered to be a disobeyer of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is taught and learnt in the Madni environment of the Ummah Islami, an international non-political propagational movement of the Quran and Sunnah. Make a habit to travel with the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Madni Qafile, and whilst doing Fikr Madina to fill in your Badin and Mas cards daily and to hand it into your areas in Madar within the first 10 days of the new Islamic month. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with the blessings of this, we'll start acting upon the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have hatred for sins and will safeguard our Iman. Every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to rectify ourselves, we'll act upon the Madni Namaz. To rectify the people of the whole world, we'll travel on the Madni Qafile. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللي شحن نشاح المدينة الصلاة والسلام اللي شحن نشاح المدينة الصلاة والسلام زينة أرش المعلى الصلاة والسلام زينة أرش المعلى الصلاة والسلام رأم بحبل أمتي كهته هو فدا هو رأم بحبل أمتي كهته هو فدا هو رَبِّ حَبْلِ أُمَّتِي كَهْتَ هُوَ پَیْدَا هُوَ رَبْ نے فرمایا کہ بخشا رَبْ نے فرمایا کہ بخشا صلاة و سلام اے شہنشاہ مدی الصلاة والسلام زينة عرش المعلى سرج کا کربا دب عشق رسول اللہ ہمیں سرج کا کربا دب عشق رسول اللہ ہمیں سر جھکا کر با ادب عشق رسول اللہ ہمیں کہہ رہا ہے ہر ستارہ کہہ رہا ہے ہر ستارہ صلاۃ و سلام اے شہنشاہ الصلاة والسلام زينة عرش المعلى الصلاة والسلام تم اپنے آقا پر درود پر تم اپنے آقا پر درود
Ascending success, share.